Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Greg Linelli, Pittsburgh, born and raised. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Pauly, I'm doing well. How's everybody in Pittsburgh? Are they getting over the Steeler loss? Get ready for the Penguins or what? What's happening?
Well, you know, I mean, people here, as you might remember, people here don't exactly get over Steelers losses very quickly, right?
For sure. That's why you're there, to help them.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm here, and of course, that's what we do. But yeah, there's a lot of misery, I guess would be a good way to say it, right?
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of airing of the grievances, as they say, and I'm sure there's much talk about Tomlin and Big Ben, and you're probably having a field day with that.
No question, but again, you know, who would have thought, Greg, we'd be sitting here and you would be in a city in Tampa that they're still playing, and the Steelers are eliminated.
Can you believe that? I mean, it's just really, it's been a remarkable calendar year for sports fans down here in Tampa. I mean, you have the Rays that getting as far as they did. You have the Bucks with the excitement of, you know, obviously bringing in Tom Brady, and I think everybody embracing that. And then, of course, the Lightning just putting a big, nice exclamation point on a really bizarre 2020, and, you know, winning it in a bubble. Pretty surreal moment for sure, but I think, you know, you and I had talked about this before. This was, I don't want to say long time coming, but out of all of those sports teams down here in Tampa, the Lightning, you know, over the last 5 or 6 years, you could have made the strong case that they're on that short list to win a Stanley Cup, and it's pretty impressive when you have a salary cap era, when you compete in that, to be as good as they've been. And, you know, they're in a position to, you know, maybe win it again in a shortened season.
Well, they've had a lot of success. I mean, I think they've been to the conference finals, what, 4 out of the last 6 years or something?
Yeah. And, you know, they lost to the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup Finals back in, was it 2014-15? And, you know, Chicago's a team that's probably a lot like the Penguins, what Tampa Bay wants to try and emulate. You know, multiple championships during a particular window. And they basically have everybody coming back, which is pretty incredible. So we'll see how it plays out. And as you know, Penguins have been favored a lot over the years, and they've had some disappointments, but, you know, winning those back-to-backs, that certainly erases some of those as well.
What is so what changes? Have they made some changes from the team that just won the Stanley Cup? You know, what will the team look like going into this year?
Well, the big change, and it's unfortunate, it's on the injury front. Nikita Kucherov, with a hip injury, had some surgery and is going to be out for the regular season. Now, hopefully he's back for the playoffs. And if he is, that's essentially like bringing in a huge piece at the trade deadline to really make a big run. Now, their team's talented enough where they should obviously make the playoffs without him in the regular season. It'll be a bit more challenging. He's a dynamic offensive player. They lost Ryan McDonagh and Zach Bogosian in free agency. I think most anticipated that. But they didn't have to make any of their big trades this offseason to relieve them of some cap space because they put Kucherov on long-term IR, Paulie, and that allowed them to get under the cap. Now, they did put Tyler Johnson on waivers. Nobody claimed him, so he'll be back in the lineup on Friday. You know, he's a guy that's been a big part of their team over the years, but they were going to have to lose one or two guys here at some point to be cap compliant. But this year they kind of lucked out because of the, if you want to say that, with the Kucherov injury, although you'd rather have Kucherov for the full regular season rather than him be out. So, you know, basically it was Shattenkirk, Bogosian. They lost, but they basically, I mean, they have their core back, which is pretty scary.
Well, and they still probably do have maybe the best goalie in the league, right?
Yeah, he's the best goaltender. Vasilevsky's the best goaltender, and he might have been the best goaltender over the last two or three years. I mean, Penguins fans had a chance to see him during their first cup run of the back-to-back there and filling in for Ben Bishop. And he's just the athleticism, getting better with the stick handling, just covers so much net. I mean, you hear that a lot with today's goaltenders, but the thing about him, he doesn't really give up soft goals. I mean, every goaltender is going to have it, but he just you don't see it consistently. And, you know, makes the really difficult saves, makes those look routine. So you have him, you're going to have a chance to win a cup every year, whether you're the favorite or not, because if that guy gets hot with the firepower they do have, it makes it really tough on opposing defenses.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now their divisions changed a little bit. I mean, what are your thoughts on their new division?
You know, actually, out of all of the divisions and the shakeups that we saw this year, I actually think the Lightning's division, now look, we'll have to see how it plays out, might be the weakest. And, I think the division that Pittsburgh is in might be the toughest. And it's interesting. I mean, when would we have had a discussion that, you know, Pittsburgh is still a pretty good team, but they might not make the playoffs this year? I think they get in, but I think it speaks to how tough of a division they're in. I don't think Tampa Bay's division is all that challenging. I mean, you're talking about the Chicago Blackhawks, who they're going to be playing the first two games. They're kind of in a rebuilding mode. The Red Wings aren't very good. The Preds, you know, up in the air. Panthers are okay. Stars, they saw them in the Stanley Cup final, but they're, you know, a little older, and they're going through some COVID issues. And Columbus, you know, is pretty good, but nowhere near the level of Tampa Bay. So, you know, playing these teams eight times, that has the makings of being maybe, you know, pretty competitive throughout because there's a healthy hatred that gets involved there. But honestly, I think out of all of the divisions, especially for a team trying to repeat, I think Tampa Bay in many ways lucked out.
Yeah, I mean, they could, you know, build a big lead and obviously try and get that number one seed or whatever. You know, you think about it. Now, is Tampa, I don't know what the rules are. Will they have fans at the games in Tampa? Or is it an NHL thing? I forget.
You know what, they originally announced a couple of days ago, Paulie, that they were. But then, you know, there was a little bit of a spike in a couple of the counties down here and, you know, talking to medical experts and I'm sure talking to the league, they decided to, you know, not have any fans in the stands till February. And we'll see how that plays out. So I know Gary Bettman spoke to the media the other day, basically saying, listen, it was probably the easiest decision in terms of if we looked at this financially to shut the league down and not have one, because, you know, it's going to cost us billions of dollars to do what we're doing right now, but we did this because of the fans and we wanted to put on a good product. I think the Lightning, you know, looked at that and said, we have every intention of having fans come, and they would have been, I think, one of only four teams to do that. So they're going to hold off on it. It's going to be a little weird, you know, tomorrow night having no fans, especially, you know, that first game back basically after winning the cup. You know, nobody's had a chance to really see them. Obviously, they had the parade, but weird times we live in, Paul.
Well,
weird times.
Absolutely. Now, will they have a ceremony anyway?
I think they're going to have some sort of ceremony tomorrow. And I also think they're probably going to hold off, you know, maybe on a bigger one when they do get some fans in there. I mean, it really doesn't make sense to have a huge one if nobody's there to celebrate. You know, so I think there will be something tomorrow. To what extent, you know, we'll find out once we get there.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So, put you on the spot, Greg. Who are the top four teams in the, you know, the Eastern, whatever you want to call the conglomerate? What is it? There's the Central and the East combined, whatever that's called nowadays.
Whatever the hell we're calling these divisions, it's a good question. I mean, obviously Tampa Bay, you know, they're going to be right there, and they should be. They're a dynamic team. I mean, I think you can make a strong case for a couple of teams in the East to, you know, give them a little bit of a challenge. I mean, I think the Flyers, I know in Pittsburgh that's always, you know, been a huge rivalry, but the Flyers are a good team. And I think there are a lot of people who feel like, Paulie, they finally have maybe a goaltender now to keep them in games. So I would say those two teams in the East basically are the best. And I think Colorado is the other team you have to look out for, who's pretty dynamic. You can make a case that Nathan MacKinnon is the best offensive player in the league, and certainly they have some dynamic young talent. So, I mean, I think those are three or four teams that you're going to keep an eye on this year to see if they can run the table.
Greg, thank you, buddy, so much. Good to catch up, and hopefully we can
you
do
too.
It again.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. My man, Greg Linelli, Tampa Bay Lightning Network. Obviously, he used to work here. You probably all remember his work. Did a lot of work with the place that's now called AT&T Sports. I forget what it was called way back in the day. But anyway, great dude. And I think Tampa's going to be really dynamic again. Okay, we've got to get to a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.